You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. This is a JT exclusive interview.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening or watching a brand new episode of On Air with JT. And of course, as you know, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT. And again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really do appreciate it. You can listen to this show exclusively on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and all of my links and platforms are there. You can also watch the full episodes and clips, behind the scenes, exclusive content at my YouTube channel. Just type in On Air with JT. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and everything is right there. And of course, if you are a business owner, a brand, a company, and you're interested in advertising on this podcast, my social media platforms, and my new podcasts that are launching this year, then send me an email. Of course, serious inquiries only. You can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Yes, sir.
You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. Caution, you are listening to On Air with JT, a fully uncensored, raw, and unfiltered show. JT doesn't give a fuck. You are listening to On Air with JT. Pop culture, news, rants, interviews, serious discussions that the mainstream media won't talk about, and so much more. This is On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT.
How's it going, everybody? You are listening to On Air with JT, and I have a very special interview with frontman of Everclear, Art Alexakis. How are you doing, Art?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for saying my name correctly. That's a treat.
I had to do a little bit of research. I wanted to make sure that I got it right.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, man. I'm down in Sydney, Australia. It's about 10 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. And it's nice and warm here. Not too hot. We're in the middle of summer down here, so I've been down here for almost a week, and we've done 4 shows, and we've got 13 more to go.
Wow. So 17 shows, 18 shows. That's a lot.
That's a lot in Australia.
Yeah. So let me ask you, you know, I've always been curious, because I'm obviously a huge fan, and, you know, first of all, I got to tell you, I Will Buy You a New Life is my favorite song. It's like literally probably in my top 20 of favorite songs of all time. Like, I probably listen to it like once or twice a day, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a perfectly written song, and I actually feel like it was kind of ahead of its time to, you know, personally, I feel like it still holds up to this day.
Well, thanks. I was just talking about that record with a bunch of production geeks on a different podcast. And that record was like, it wasn't a typical 90s record in a lot of ways because of, you know, the type of songs that I put on there. Mm. And case in point, I'll Buy You a New Life, which is first person narrative, storytelling, and that really wasn't the vogue in the 90s.
Yeah, definitely. It was, yeah, like I said, it was kind of ahead of its time. But yeah, I've, you know, grew up listening to that song. I mean, I'm only 28, but so I was very young when the song was released. But, you know, when I did discover that song when I was, you know, very young, you know, I've just been a huge fan, you know, listened to all the albums and the solo project and just everything. And you're just a very talented musician. So I'm very grateful that, you know, I'm able to have a few moments of your time. So you grew up in LA, is that correct?
Yeah, I grew up on the west side of LA.
Okay, nice. I was actually just in San Francisco.
Well, I lived in San Francisco for 5 years, actually.
Oh, went, oh wow.
1988 through 92.
Okay. Yeah, that was my third time going to San Francisco. I love it, even though it's, you know, there's so many problems right now with just the homelessness and, you know, crime, but it's a beautiful city.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. So what were some of your early music influences? Like, what was there any, like, artists or bands that, like, really inspired you to be like, okay, this is what I want to do?
Yeah, the Beatles.
The Beatles, yeah, definitely.
When I was probably 3.5, 4, I remember watching the Beatles on TV. I would snuck out of my room because I'd heard the music, and my parents were, you know, this is like 64 65 66, and I'm watching from around the couch. And then when the Beatles were playing, I just couldn't contain myself, and I just ran to the screen, you know, in my underwear and a t-shirt, you know, and just dancing. And I've never wanted to do anything else. I've never felt so electrified then or since by anything other than rock and roll. And I've done every drug in the book, and there's nothing like rock and roll.
Yeah, I can only imagine just the euphoria of just performing live, you know, just one of those aspects of rock and roll, you know. It's just a great experience, at least from, you know, a fan standpoint. So, you know, over the years, you know, you've been doing different projects and things like that. I have to ask you, though, because you performed all over the world, and is there, like, a special venue or city that you performed at that comes to mind that was, like, one of your best performances or shows or anything like that? I know every show is special, but is there, like, one show that comes to mind that was, like, very special to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of great, like, smaller shows and really special experiences like that. This tour, we've had some great, great shows down in Australia, but I think the biggest was the most important one that I can think of was when we played Madison Square Garden, and that's the same stage as Jimmy Page was on, you know, 30, 40 years earlier, and that was a huge deal to me.
Yeah, I can only imagine that. That must have been very surreal, to say the least.
Absolutely.
Was there ever, you know, especially like when Everclear really, you know, started to take off and, you know, success started coming, did you receive some important advice from maybe like a fellow musician in the industry or an executive or someone? You don't have to say their name if you don't want to, but was there any like some really good advice that you got like early on in the music industry that really like resonated with you to this day?
Yeah, and some from people in the industry and some from people in just life. I have really great advice. My mother taught me to be tenacious and have a lot of perseverance and just not give up. And that was 90% of the battle for me. But there was guys in the business that taught me not to sweat the small stuff. Don't step over dollars to pick up pennies. And he's not just talking about money.
Yeah.
He's talking just what things value in life and learning how to put to prioritize and just do what's real and go for what's of value to you, not to what other people tell you is of value, but what you really feel.
Definitely. I 100% agree. And that's the same way with me and my mother. Like, she instilled those same kind of qualities and values into me. And, you know, that definitely can bring you very far in life, you know, if you're willing to work for what you want in life. But was there, you know, like a defining moment, you know, especially bringing back to the early days of Everclear, you know, like when you were like, oh, shit, like, maybe this can really happen. Like, this is happening. Like, was there like a defining moment?
Well, I mean, there was a bunch of little ones up to the point we were already signed, and we were done a tour in 94 and come home. And for the first time, we had a minor hit at radio in Portland on this new station that had come up in the 4 months that we've been gone. And they were playing a song off our first record, not Sparkle and Fade, World of Noise. And they were playing a song called Fire Maple Song. And it was an AM alternative station. And I remember we had a show at a place that held like about 1,200 people. We usually put 750 in there, and we're one of the bigger bands in town, right?
Definitely.
Local bands didn't sell that place out. National bands did. And I get there to sound check about 2 p.m, and there's about 75 kids waiting outside in line in front of the gate. I'm like, you guys got to get out of here, man. This is a bad neighborhood. Even during the day.
Right.
It's a shitty neighborhood, man. You need to get out of here.
Yeah.
And like, no, we're not leaving. You know, this it was announced on the radio station, The Beat, and it's going to sell out. And I'm like, it's not going to sell out. Just come back later. Have your parents drop you off here, pick you up. When it's done, it'll be fine. And then I went in and did sound check for about an hour, came out, and there was like 200 people.
Wow.
Outside, going around the corner. And the club was the old Pine Street Theater. It was called La Luna. And it had been a church back in the early, like 1920s or something. So it took up half of a city block. And when I came back at 7 for the show, and it was dark, there was a line going around the whole city block 3 times.
That is insane. Like,
and when I walked out of my car and people saw me, they were screaming. And I'm just like, oh, okay. That's what that feels like.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. So that was that defining moment for us.
Wow. That's a really good story.
Yeah.
So I was doing a little bit of research, and I seen that you hosted a radio show on Sirius XM. That's really cool. What made you get into radio? Did you always?
I've been doing radio since the 80s, like college radio.
Oh, really?
And TV radio. Yeah. I've always loved having radio shows. I have my own radio show up in Portland on an alternative station for about 3 years.
Okay.
And that was called Blackjack Radio. And, they came to me asking me if I wanted to do a show. I did at Sirius XM, and I did it for 3 years, but it wasn't what I wanted it to be. Basically, they just wanted me to play 90 songs off their set list, their algorithm, and just tell stories. And that got boring after a while. So
they wouldn't give you like the freedom to play what you wanted to play?
Well, yes and no. Like, I could pick songs. I could pick like a third of the songs.
Okay. Well,
so the songs, so I would do 4 hits an hour.
Okay.
You know, and I would pick the songs or 3 hits an hour. And, I did 4 hours. And so it was like you know, I do the song. I pick the song coming out of before I talked and the song after I talked that I would go into. So, and that was fun. And I made it more my own than they wanted, but I wanted to be able to talk to people. I wanted to be able to play songs from different eras because, you know, the 90s were great for me and for the band, but my musical tastes are not defined by the 90s, you know?
Definitely.
So, anyway.
Did you ever think about going through like the podcasting route, or does that not really not interest you?
I've thought about it.
Yeah. I'm sure you're just so busy with just the music and, you know, it takes a lot of time to do the podcast, and it's not, you know, it looks easy, you know, but there's a lot of work that goes into it, especially.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. No, it doesn't look easy.
Yeah.
Because basically what I was doing with the radio show was I was recording it and I'd be in their database. So it was a lot like a podcast.
Mm-hmm. So Art, so you're finishing the last 14 shows in Sydney, Australia, right? And then that'll be the end of the tour and you'll be coming back to the States. Are you working on any new music or any new projects that are in the works that you can announce, or?
Well, yeah, we have, when we get back on the 28th of February, we would have been here a month. We got a bunch of shows this year. We're planning a tour later in the year. And we've got a live album coming out with another new song. We put out a new song in November called The Year of the Tiger. And I like the idea of releasing a song or two a year. I don't really have any urge to make a record, you know, to make an album.
Yeah.
But the live album is from a show we recorded in LA on December 1st at the Whiskey A Go-Go. And I just finished mixing that and it's getting mastered today, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's going to be fun. That's going to be out on vinyl, CD, and digital. And probably they're shooting for May or June.
Okay, great. I can't wait to check it out. And hopefully with the tour, hopefully you come at least near the Boston area or at least somewhere in the Northeast. I'll definitely have to come and check you guys out live. That'd be great.
Awesome. Great.
Art, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. You're an absolute legend, and you know, your music has gotten me honestly through some very rough times in my life, and I just want to say thank you. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that you've inspired and have made an impact, especially regarding mental health. And that's something that I like to talk about and bring awareness to. And I love to be able to interview musicians that, you know, I look up to and that have helped me throughout, you know, tough times in my mental health journey. So I just want to say thank you so much, Art. And it was a pleasure talking to you. And I wish you the most success and happiness in 2023. And I can't wait for the new project.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, Justin.
Thank you so much.
Be well.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening or watching a brand new episode of On Air with JT. And of course, as you know, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT. And again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really do appreciate it. You can listen to this show exclusively on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and all of my links and platforms are there. You can also watch the full episodes and clips, behind the scenes, exclusive content at my YouTube channel. Just type in On Air with JT. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and everything is right there. And of course, if you are a business owner, a brand, a company, and you're interested in advertising on this podcast, my social media platforms, and my new podcasts that are launching this year, then send me an email. Of course, serious inquiries only. You can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Yes, sir.
You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. Caution, you are listening to On Air with JT, a fully uncensored, raw, and unfiltered show. JT doesn't give a fuck. You are listening to On Air with JT. Pop culture, news, rants, interviews, serious discussions that the mainstream media won't talk about, and so much more. This is On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com.